This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Start the new year off right with a new vehicle from Smokey Jennings Chevrolet. They want you to experience the Smokey Jennings difference by offering 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2011 Silverado trucks. Four qualified buyers can get over $8,000 off any of their four 2011 extended cab 4x4 Silverados in stock. Just trade a 99 or newer GM vehicle and you qualify. Smokey Jennings wants to earn your business by starting the year off with great deals so you can see why their sales staff has one of the highest customer satisfaction scores for the Chevrolet St. Louis zone. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, your Chevy truck store since 1946. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment. Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
First of all, in our farm news on this Wednesday morning, the DTN early word, corn expected to open 2 to 3 lower, beans about a dime lower, and wheat about a nickel lower. The overnight crude oil market, 64 cents lower at 101.60, while Brent crude, 9 cents lower at 113.19. The February gold contract, 590 higher at 1637.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.422 higher at 81.227. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 6.39¾. That was down 2 cents. May wheat closed at 6.59, down 1¾. July wheat closed at 6.75½, down 1¼. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 6.52, unchanged. May corn closed at 6.59¼, down 1/4. July corn closed at 6.64½, that was unchanged. January soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 12.23¾, down 2 cents. March beans closed at 12.32, down 1 cent. May beans closed at 12.41, down 1 cent. January soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.19, that was down 12. March meal closed at 3.22.50, down a dime. May meal closed at 3.25.10, down 9 cents. January soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 52.20, up 18. March oil at 52.50, up 17, and May oil closed at 52.88. That was up 17. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 2.99¼, up 3¾. May oats closed at 3.02¾. That was up 4¼. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Trading activity was slow as traders prepare for the release of the USDA reports on Thursday morning. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent higher at 633 to 652. Soybean bids were also steady to 1 cent higher at $12 to $12.12. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended steady at 644 to 659. Soybean bids were mixed, ranging from 1205 to 1224, and soft red winter wheat down 2 at 619 to 640. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills report those corn bids mixed, ranging from 639 to 644. Soybean bids also ended mixed, ranging from 1208 to 1218, and the wheat prices down 2 at 629 to 630. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed, ranging from 649 to 655. Soybeans were steady to 2 cents stronger at 1229 to 1234. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 1 to 2 at 631 to 640. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady at 668 to 669. These same elevators placed their soybean prices mixed with quotations at 1246 to 1249. Soft red winter wheat down 2 cents at 651 to 652, while Milo ended steady at 651 to 652. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 84.30, up 92. April hogs closed at 87.35, up 37. And May hogs closed at 94.85, up 65 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, they closed at 121.20, up $1.25. April cattle at 125.45, up $1.10. And June cattle closed at 125.17, up 85 cents. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 148.85, up $1.05. March feeders closed at 151.42, up $1.67. And April feeders closed at 152.72, up $1.25. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain report, or excuse me, the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, January 10th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $2.49 lower. Carcass-based price range is 75.25 to 82, and a weighted average of 80.48. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 10,600. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade, 1 to 2 higher at 55 to 62, with Illinois direct slaughter sales steady to 2 higher. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 47 to 51. 450 to 550 pounds at 48 to 54. Over 550 pounds traded at 50 to 55. Today's estimated receipts 800. Monday's actuals 1,025. Pork carcass cutout 83.58. That is down $1.35. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection. Hogs for today 426,000. Last week 433,000. A year ago 374,000. Week to date of 855,000. Cattle for today 129,000. Last week 132,000. A year ago 126,000. Week to date of 259,000. Box beef cutout values were steady to firm on light to moderate demand and light offerings. Choice at 190.20. That is up 62 cents. Select at 159.57, and that is up 9 cents. Open a report for the Fairview Livestock Auction. Estimated receipts this morning 414. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 126.5 to 131.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 127 to 131.5. At the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville, 516 head estimated. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers were trading $1 to $1.50 higher, with Holstein steers steady to $1 higher. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 125 to 131.75. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 115.75 to 122. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 127 to 133.75. Monday at the Arthur Hay Auction, 2,203 bales sold, or 112.71 tons. Compared to last week, all classes of hay and straw sold weak. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $7.50 to $9, and good quality $5.50 to $6.75. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares $7.50 to $7.75, good quality $6.75 to $7.25. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares at $7.10. Orchard grass, good quality small squares, $7. And mixed grass, good quality small squares at $4 to $5.75. And large squares at $40 to $45. Large rounds, $37 to $40. Wheat straw, good quality small squares at $2.75 to $3.75. At the United Producers hay auction this morning, 608 bales sold, or 14.30 tons. Compared to 2 weeks ago, no accurate trend available due to recent limited supplies. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality, $10.75. Good quality from $7 to $9. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, $6 to $8. Mixed grass, good quality, $4. And wheat straw, good quality, $2.25 to $2.75. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, Class 3 milk for January closed at $17.12, down 2 cents. February milk closed at $17.34, down 6. And March milk closed at $17.69, up a nickel. Non-fat dry milk for January closed at $1.40.5, up a half. February non-fat dry milk closed at $1.40 unchanged, and for March, $1.40.5 unchanged. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.63, up 1. February butter closed at $1.65.5, down 1.25, and March butter closed at $1.67, that was down 2. Your spot prices for December Class 3 milk, $18.77. For butter, $1.64, and for non-fat dry milk, $1.45. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.53. For February, $6.53. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.46. For February, $6.46. Beans delivered to either Greenfield or Scottville for January, $12.14, for February, $12.09, and wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.09. Call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office to confirm the bids or for more information, the number 217-368-2888. Once again, 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $6.53, corn at Scottville, $6.46, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $12.14, wheat at Scottville, $6.09. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. Color radar continues to show scattered light rain around the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
As the weather turns cold and the temperatures drop, your diesel engines work harder than ever. Now is the time to get the diesel fuel that works as hard as your equipment, FS Diesel X Gold. It gives your engines the power and protection they need all winter long. FS Diesel X Gold can be winterized with SureFlow 4, which ensures maximum performance during the coldest winter temperatures. See M&M Service Company for the diesel fuel that gives your engines greater power, protection, and fuel economy. Give your engines FS Diesel X Gold. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And across mid-Illinois for today, cloudy skies, occasional showers, becoming partly cloudy later on today, high temperatures in the low 50s with light north winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, a slight chance of light snow, low temperatures in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy and colder, again a slight chance of light snow, high temperatures in the low 30s. And your extended weather forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the upper teens, highs in the low 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, scattered light rain in the area, and a temperature of 40 degrees. WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Caulfield, so far this morning, a tenth of an inch of rain. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
If you're looking for residential, commercial, or agricultural doors, there's only one place to call. Midwest Garage Door Company in Pawnee. Agricultural work can be hard enough. Let Midwest Garage make your day a little easier. With just the touch of a button, our durable and secure doors are able to open or close on command, allowing you to drive your machinery in and out without so much as taking a step. Visit MidwestGarageDoor.com or call 625-4033. At Midwest Garage Door Company, we stand behind our doors.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has set the date for their 76th annual meeting and election. It will be held on Thursday, the 19th at 6 at the Extension Office in Hillsboro. The program will be provided by Trees Forever. Reservations can be made by calling the local office at 532-3610 Extension 3 before tomorrow, Thursday. In other farm news, this morning, Tuesday, we talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions about the direction of the commodity markets. He said that the weather in South America and its uncertainty continues to drive commodity prices.
Well, yeah, that seems to be the primary reason, you know, and that weather forecast should dictate most of our direction until the all-important USDA reports here coming up on Thursday. But it sounds like some of the rains were a little bit disappointing so far. They're scheduled to get some more today throughout tonight. If those disappoint and miss, I think you're going to see some buying come back into the market again. But the numbers to keep in focus here for these reports are going to be what they do with the South American production because of the weather they've had. There are also, a lot of expectations we're going to have to adjust what China's demand has looked like. USDA is currently at about 3 million metric tons, and we're already at 3.2. So I would expect that to be revised up. And then the other area of focus is going to be, corn versus wheat feeding, what that looks like for the feed usage. I don't expect a major surprise in the yield, but, you look at some of the details of it. USDA still has Iowa 6 bushels better than last year. Difficult to really believe that with the weather that we had and some of the data that we've collected, people we've talked to. So there could still be a surprise hidden in here. It's just the fact that they didn't signal a major change in the last report. It doesn't tell me they're going to do that. It tells me they're probably in the ballpark, but it is USDA. So, yeah, a big report here to kick off the new year, and we'll see what direction we take from it.
One question I wanted to ask was about the weather here. It's been pretty mild so far this winter. Will that play in too?
Well, it could. I think it's a little early yet. There's still a lot of time to change a pattern. It's funny to see, clients send pictures and people send pictures of them disking in, January 6th. So it's kind of crazy. Some people doing it just to say they've done that. But it would lead a lot of people to believe, we could have an early spring. And, we talked about some of the seed corn production and the quality this past year. The production was down anywhere from 25 to even 75% in some areas of the country. And that's true from Nebraska all the way over to Indiana. And, it starts to raise a question. Some people will ask, are we going to have enough seed? Well, we're going to have enough seed to plant 94 million acres or whatever the number ends up being. The question is, what is the quality of that seed? What's the cold germ like? What kind of top-end production has maybe been hacked off before it even goes in the ground? I think that's something to be thinking about. A lot of farmers may question planting a lot more corn when they know they're paying 25 or more dollars a bag more than last year for a bag of large rounds in the back corner of the warehouse. So, I think there is some caution warranted there, but a little too soon right now. But that's something down the road. Emergence could be an issue for 2012.
One thing I wanted to get back to about the South American production, what percentage of what they produce do they consume themselves?
Well, there's a lot of it that's sent out. It's going to be tough to answer that right now because of the fact that they're adjusting some of their export quotas. Now, last week they did announce that they were going to scrap the export quotas on the wheat because of some of the supply issues, and it seems like they could announce the very same in corn here coming up in February. But a pretty large portion is consume domestic feeding, stuff like that. As far as a hard number, I'd have to look that up. But, the concern they're going to have is if they, approve these export quotas and they're sending a lot more corn out as opposed to the U.S., it's going to raise their domestic prices quite significantly. And that's the reason countries like India, Argentina, in the past they haven't exported that much because it raises their domestic prices and hurts their local economy. So they want to send enough but not too much out of those countries. And I think we could see a domino effect. If they start to decrease that, it means demand could come back to the U.S. We're seeing a very similar situation happen in the Ukraine, the Black Sea area for the wheat, where they've started to shut that off. Some of those prices are starting to bottom out because of logistical issues. And what I just mentioned is the increase in their domestic prices.
Coming up on 27 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Wednesday morning, last week a report was issued by Heartland Ag of Decatur on farmland prices. The report said that prices have gone up about 30% over the past year, and we asked Dale Opperly of Heartland Ag about when prices may slip.
Most people ask me, are we in a bubble? And the characteristics of what's driving the market, commodity prices, increasing yields, people with cash, very little leverage out there. We haven't created a bubble by the things that are driving the land values. it's proper to ask, are we in a bubble? Because if something goes up 31% in 1 year, you go, holy cow, you almost blew my hat off. And so that would have the characteristics of a bubble. And go back to the earnings stream. If we're going to have $4 corn, then we can't support $12,000 land. But most of us see the very tight world balance sheet on grains, and we're all watching corn up 12, 15 cents today, Monday, because of dry weather in Argentina. And the balance sheet is very tight, so most of us think we should have corn in the $5, $6, $7 range for a couple of years. And that will keep it strong. Once you get past that, you have to worry about politics, ethanol, and it's hard to predict, you know, how long corn prices will stay up here. But I feel like we'll have a good run for a couple of years.
And that was Dale Opperly of Heartland Ag in Decatur. On the AM Live program Monday, we talked to Dave Owens, the Chief Executive Officer of Farm Credit Services. He talked about a program they offer, the Farm Credit College.
One of the things that we do, and all co-ops, I believe, are involved in this, you always want to have a close relationship with the owners. And we 3 years ago, we formed some formal feedback committees. We call them stockholder advisory committees. These are groups of 15 to 20 of our customers and stockholders, one group for each of the three elected director regions that we have. And we come together and spend the better part of a day with that group just talking with them. And some of the things to stimulate discussion, for example, we may ask them, what are the things that keep you awake at night? You know, that probably has nothing to do with agricultural lending. The list of things that keep them awake at night is pretty long. And we looked at that list and said, well, there are some things here that Farm Credit might be able to help with. Things like transitioning the farm succession management, getting some more information and education about commodity marketing. We're willing to expand to include Annie's project as a course. Understanding financial statements for young and beginning farmers, and the list goes on and on. And so we looked at that list and said, well, we can't actually do these things. Farm Credit can't be the attorney that helps you work up the documents for farm succession management, but we can provide you with information and education about that. So that's the topic we started with. We hire a couple people to come in. One is a professional from the West Coast that comes over and interacts with our groups. Another is an attorney from Salem that comes in and talks about that topic. So our hope, Randy, is that over time, we will develop more and more and more of these type classes and offer a full curriculum of those educational programs to our stockholders.
Have they been pretty well received?
Very well received. We started the first one. We had more than 100 customers show up for that meeting. We asked them for feedback about how well they liked it and did it hit the bullseye or so forth with them. And we've modified that class a couple times now. And we always have about 100-plus farm operators show up for those sessions. So it's going over very well.
And that was our guest on the AM Live program Monday, Dave Owens, the Chief Executive Officer of Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Once again, the DTN early word, expect corn to open 2 to 3 lower, beans about a dime lower, wheat about a nickel lower. The overnight crude oil market was 64 cents lower at 101.60, Brent crude 9 cents lower at 113.19. Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.